So we read the generations in the New Testament today. From the birth of Christ all the way back to Adam. And I know that that can be tedious. And I used to read these genealogies and just scratch my head and go, okay, I guess this is history. I just don't understand the relevance. But look at it from this position. We just traced from the birth of Christ back to Adam. Everything that we've read about up to this point is in that genealogy. We saw some of the patriarchs, some of whose stories we know well, some of the children whom we've met along the way, some whom we are yet to meet. But that is the story of mankind, from God's creation to Jesus Christ, from the first Adam to the second. It's sweeping. And if you look at it, you can see, okay, this is how it goes. This is how we trace things. And we can understand that piece of history is what we are involved in right now. In our reading, that is what we are reading. And then understand that there is history after that. And realize that we are a part of that same history now. We have been invited by God to carry it forward. All of these men and all of their children and their life stories, some that we have read because they are recorded, some that we don't know that are lost to history because we have no account. It doesn't matter. Upon the backs of God's people has been a relationship with mankind. God and man in an intimate struggle to restore the kingdom of heaven here on earth that was given away by man in the first place. We are a part of this sweeping and epic story, the story of God and his children.